Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Damn, this turkey sandwich is good.
Yeah,
it's a good-ass turkey sandwich, man.
Yeah.
Where did turkey come from?
Good friend Andy brought that in, man.
Thanks, Andy.
Yes. All right, breaking up. It's hard to do, but everybody's going through it.
Hey, I've taken advantage of a bad, improper breakup.
You did?
I went out with this girl, and she had just broken up from an engagement, right? Very rich billionaire had his assistant call her and say, the wedding's off.
Wow.
I guess he was real busy.
Is that right?
He's a mogul. He's a mogul. He ain't got time. Had his assistant call. So when I met this chick, and she was as fine as the day is long, man, she was fine. And she was in such pain.
Oh, I see. You jumped in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You took over.
Oh, I gave her a shoulder to lean on, you know, with my $70,000 a year.
Now, did you know when you met her that she had gone through that bad breakup?
I knew she was single at that point. And, you know, it was as simple as, you got a boyfriend? And she's like, no, it's kind of just simple.
Oh,
you know,
man.
She was all, and I was like, I got her.
Yeah.
I got her. She's still in pain. You know, but at the same time, that's a horrible place to start a relationship because she didn't really know where she wanted to go and what she wanted at that point.
How long did you date her?
Until she woke up and realized that I wasn't that fat white billionaire.
So she went from a billionaire down to
a... She went down to a guy who had a parquet commercial running in 82. I was his brother sitting at a kitchen table. I lifted Leonard. Parquet. And I'm like, oh, man. The butter tub talked.
I remember that.
She went from a billionaire to that guy.
Wow. That must have been some depression,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, even though you're, you know, a nice guy and a funny guy, at that point, you're just parquet butter. Yeah. Parquet butter.
Chick like that, coming off that, she don't really need funny.
Oh, man. You probably got a lot of crap from that commercial, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You still?
That, probably. And can I do this on radio? I just had to get that out because
right.
It could have turned to...
Yeah, it could have been a big fart in here.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We weren't setting you up, man. This was a sincere conversation we were having. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Okay.
We might be having more fun than the people listening. Y'all want some turkey?
So.
Drive by.
Yeah. But that's like the commercial where, you know, you do it and you think, oh, okay, you know, maybe get that $10,000 out of her. So, hey, you know, it's a great deal. And then your friends torture you the rest of your life.
But, you know, I did a movie called Amazon Women on the Moon, which I thought would be a movie that forever would haunt me. But everyone that's cool and everyone that smokes herb walks up to me and you think they're about to say, enjoy coming to America. And it's like, yo, dude, Amazon Women on the Moon.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's a real cult junkie favorite.
Oh, I got to see that. Does it come with weed?
It comes with weed. It's hard to find, but if you find it, it's usually with weed.
All right. We got a list in front of us here. How to break up graciously. For men and women, because it really, you don't want to hurt anybody,
mm-mm.
But you also don't want to be there anymore either. It also says don't do it in a public place. Never do it in a public place.
Okay.
You got to either be at her house or your house, you know, maybe a hotel room, but never do it at like Denny's, you know?
So me having poo-poos in the lobby of that hotel was wrong.
Right, exactly. Well,
it was wrong for me. I know. I cried.
I think you're right. Yeah, but don't do it in the public place. All right, folks, if you have a tip on how to make it a little easier to get through life breaking up with guys and girls, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here's a great piece by Chris Rock. Have we edited this? We have. Okay. Here's Chris Rock on...
You don't have to edit no Chris Rock material. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
I'm breaking up with chicks. Here we go.
Yo, women, y'all got it good, boy. When it's time to get a divorce, women got it made. They go to court, start talking that Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I'm accustomed to this. Yo, what the f*** is accustomed? What that got to do with Hey, you got a restaurant, you're accustomed to eating. You leave, you ain't eating no more. They don't owe you a steak.
We're laughing harder than most women.
I want to go to court, talk that shit down. I'm used to this, I'm used to that. I want some money, give me some money. And they get the money. What about what the man's used to? What about what the man's accustomed to? That might not be money, but during the course of a relationship, a man grows accustomed to a few things. And I would love to see a man go to court and say, "Your Honor, check this out."
Work him, Chris. Work him.
Yeah. You know, I'm accustomed to f***ing her 4 times a week. Now I feel I should be able to f*** at least 2 times a week. I mean, she can have the alimony, but I want some f***ing payments.
That guy's the best, man.
Dog.
That is true, though. They never ask the guy what he's accustomed to. The guy's used to, you know?
I think we got to send this bit to family court.
Yeah, guys, move on, man. It's always easier for a guy to move on. You know, there are some guys, though, and you might know guys like this,
okay,
who like a marriage that didn't work out or a relationship that didn't work out, and they treat it as if their dog just died. I mean, they really get down, and they really get upset, and they cry, and they get depressed, and they become shut-ins.
Sometimes they cut the woman's head off. You know, I mean,
yeah, there's
not,
that.
It don't
there's
happen
those
all the time,
too.
But sometimes it's like, I can't take it. And, you know, I told you that one of the very few times I had a conversation with OJ, it was me, Johnny Gill, and another singer named Ricky Bell, both of these guys from New Edition. We were sitting in a club near the Jaguar dealership down Doheny Sunset. I forget what the club was, the 9200 area down there. We sat with OJ, and he talked a lot about how he'd never find another woman like Nicole. I didn't know Nicole. I didn't really know OJ. And after about 20 shots, we got into that kind of conversation. And it was really bizarre for him to cut her head off later. Allegedly.
Yeah, right, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's... I mean, before 1994, Arsenio was, you know, every time you talked to him, I'd go, "Hey, I just had dinner with O.J." I can't believe I had dinner with O.J. Yeah, O.J. Simpson. Yeah, it says O.J. Yeah, he signed on the back of it, yeah. It's 32. Yeah, that's his old jersey from USC.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, we had dinner once.
You know what? If you notice, O.J. was probably one of the only great athletes that was never on the talk show when I was doing it.
Oh, that's right. Why not?
I don't even know. He's just a guy who I never had brushes with. We never hung in the same kind
God,
of... Yeah, I don't know what it was. OJ was just a guy I really didn't know that well. I had waved to him on the Paramount lot.
Right.
But I only...
Yeah, with your crew... You guys just either call off weddings or you break up with them and
hey,
you
with
move...
my crew?
And you move on.
Well...
You know? You don't cut their heads off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Not physically.
Right. All right, the tips on how to do it a little easier, how to make your life a little easier when you go to bust up with a guy or a girl. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Mark in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Front of the line.
Hey.
Never break up at your house or their house. Ever. It's rule number one.
Always do it in public?
Yes, because if the girl freaks out, you'll have witnesses.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
I was arrested because I broke up in my house. She attacked me when she fell with me. She hurt her foot. We both called the police. Wow. I went to jail. And that's rule number one by Tom Likas.
How long did you spend in jail?
18 hours until I had to make bail.
Oh, boy.
$50,000 bail.
Are you kidding me?
No, I was charged with domestic violence.
Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, $50,000 to pay a lawyer to get you out of that or to give to her?
That's $50,000 to give the county to get out of jail. But I had to put up $5,000 for the bail bondsman to post the 50.
Right, so you lost the 5 G's.
Yes, that's
Jesus
the fee.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it was $6,000 to get an attorney who didn't even do any work for me, but that's just another story or another radio show in itself.
Yeah. So has that turned you off with getting married and chicks?
Oh, well, I've been married and I chopped her up already. I mean,
Ouch.
No, I've been married and divorced. No, I just learned never break up with somebody unless you have witnesses.
Good idea. All right, buddy. That's a great tip. You know, I like that better than, you know, not doing it in public. That's actually a good idea.
Maybe there's a combination of the two. Maybe you do it privately, but you take your boy with you.
Or you videotape.
You take Frankie with a camera. Frankie, you got the Sony HD? Let's roll.
All right, let's talk to a Lewis in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right.
Good, good. All right, so...
By the way, Arsenio Hall's sitting right here, too.
Hey, Arsenio.
This guy's had his own talk show.
Hey, I think I'll be all right, Tim. Go on, man.
In high school, actually, my ex-girlfriend broke up with me through text one day after prom.
Oh, boy.
Before prom. One day before prom.
Oh, one day before prom. Jesus.
Before prom. Said I still could go with her, but she wanted no attachment between both of us. And It was, I guess, the easiest, straightest way she could do it, and I was very sad for a while.
Did you end up going to the prom?
Yeah, I did, actually. I had to go with one of my friends who had graduated from high school already, and she said she'll go with me, but it was, like, the worst thing ever.
Did you see that chick there?
Yes, I did.
Was she with somebody else?
No, she wasn't. Actually, a year, 2 years later, she married one of our old teachers.
Wow.
I found out that she had gotten into it with one of the PE teachers.
Right.
And, now she's with them till this day.
Is that right?
Yeah, to this day. I talked to her here and there. And,
how old's that PE teacher now? He's got to be in his 70s.
She was about 18, and he was, like, 54.
And how old is he now? How old are you?
Oh, I'm 22.
All right, so 4 years ago, so he's in his late 50s.
If I was an educator, I would think this guy was teasing me and talking about a relationship that I had.
Yeah, you've had that. You know what? We talked about that last night on the air.
I'm the only guy that has ever lived the life of taking my son and dropping him off at school and then taking my woman and dropping her off at school. You know? It's like, okay, same school? Almost. Almost. It was a little private school and then the college, LMU, right down the street. Doing my thing.
You know, I didn't mention name last night when I told that story because I didn't know if you told me off the air or on the air. But that's a great story that you take your kid to school and then you take your girlfriend to school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I go out to the airport and sit and watch the planes.
Did they both sit in back when you drove them?
Yeah, they both had that seat. What do you call it? A booster seat? You know?
You guys got your books?
Yeah. It was great because, you know, I put a movie on for them, you know?
When they come home from school, which one do you help with the homework first?
My son.
Your son.
Yeah, you always help the younger person first.
Right.
You know? So, you know, hey, 25-year-old can wait.
Oh, that's classic. All right, Jennifer Aniston busted up with John Mayer. She's single again, everybody. Look at that.
Well, lucky us.
So how do you break up and you make it a little easier on the guy, a little easier on the chick? Maybe he learned something over that life of yours. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 for FM. You don't do the things that I do. You wanna do things I can't do. Always something breaking us in two. You and I could never live alone. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, man, while I'm sitting here being ignored by your regular listeners, I'm going through the computer here. Like I've opened it up and gone inside. I'm surfing. Yeah. Is that what the kids say?
The motherboard?
Yeah, I'm surfing.
Right.
It's amazing how many dump sites there are. Not only advice, but little clubs, people who believe that the more you dump, the better you get at it. So, you know, just let some go just on principle, you know. But while you all are listening to us, Google dump a chick. You'll be surprised at what an infinite amount of information is on the internet.
And if you like dumps and that's your thing, then just put an S on there and enjoy yourself.
If you want to be good, you know, dumpagirl.com. I'm reading that right now. The wizards, well, there's a wizard of dumping, and it has the wizard's wisdom here. You know, it's all
is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
What does wizard say?
Well, this wizard is the one that's saying, you know, you get better at it. And
oh, I see. Right. Yeah. You know, well, I mean, that's probably true. You know, you get better at playing the piano, at playing tennis, at doing stand-up, the more you do it.
Being vicious, you become artful.
Right.
Exactly. Artful at being an ass.
Enjoy yourself. All right. The tips on how to break up with somebody, where you make it much easier. It's the most difficult thing most of us have to do, you know, to get the courage. And it's, you never, there's never a right time to do it. There's always either Christmas coming up or Valentine's Day or her birthday or a reunion. There's always like, and the chicks do this purposely. They plan crap in advance, you know. It's like, hey, we're going on a cruise in April, and you're like, oh man, I can't break up with her until after April. Going on a cruise with her parents? Oh, bah, boom! All right, let's sit through that cruise. Then after the cruise, you know, it's a Memorial Day. We got a big reunion. Then we got a birthday. Then you got Christmas. You got Thanksgiving.
Jesus Christ!
There's never a good time to do it.
You know, maybe Mandela was in prison saying, you know, this wasn't totally bad.
Yeah.
You know, because
all right, let's talk to a Susan here on the 405. Susan, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Well, you're on the air.
Okay, well, I wanted to say hello to Arsenio, because Arsenio, back when you were on Sick of the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Wow, how old are you, like 112?
Right. Stop. And how old are you then,
160? 113.
Okay. When you were on that show, I came on one night as Miss Pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
Well, not
no,
really.
Sorry, dog. No. Hey, Arsenio, please.
I don't remember, really?
I remember you, bitch.
Oh, Miss Pickle!
Wow.
Oh, just for a minute, I wasn't paying total attention. Yeah, Miss Pickle!
All right. Well, I had on this green sequin evening gown, and I talked about the history of the pickle, and...
Oh, Bobo.
And I dropped a pickle from the
I wonder why the show was canceled.
Yeah, I think this is my mother being silly. Is there a Miss Pickle?
I didn't know you, bitch. Hey, Arsenio, please. She called up to say she enjoys you.
Tim does the black voice so well now. He's going to eventually get me beat up by.
All right, Susan, we got to move on. And maybe you and Arsenio will work together one day. It's the pickle.
You know, get out of my way, bitch! See, keep in mind, when I was on Thick of the Night with Alan Thick, I was his co-host, you know?
Right.
I was like, Alan Thick! I was that guy. And usually after you say that, you don't pay attention to the rest of the show, you know? Because there's nothing for you to do.
Yeah, but you know, when you're on, like even when you do Leno, or where you're on Leno or Letterman,
hey, I'm doing Leno next week.
Is that right?
Either Thursday or Friday night, one of the two.
Excellent. So, you know, how do you get tickets to Leno, by the way?
Oh, they're free.
You stand in line?
Yeah, people usually order them when they know they're going to vacation later.
How long you got to stand in line?
Well,
a couple hours?
You know, I've never done that part of it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I always forget, you know, I always forget that, that you know, like, I'm common folk and you're, like, a celebrity.
Oh, would you stop?
I always forget you don't do stuff
no,
like
wait
that.
Wait a minute. Come on. Oh, I'm not going to even address this. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, just the junior in your name lets us know that you're knowledgeable about this industry.
Well, that's why, like, when I used to, you know, attack when, like, you know, when celebrities' kids would get TV shows and stuff like that, I'd be like, you know, that's what's wrong with show business. You know, these celebrities' kids are getting these jobs and show. And Steckley would be like, hey, I wouldn't pull this thread if
yes,
I were you.
Hello.
Get your freaking act together here. Steckley, please. All right, Rob in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, Arsenio, what's up, man?
What's up, dog? Man, glad you called.
Hey, man. No, check it out. The best way to break up with a girl, just tell her you have disease.
Wow. Like what, cancer?
No. Just tell her that you...
Chlamydia?
Hold on. Okay. You have a disease, okay, that you might have HIV, and then when she goes check herself, she will never call you again.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, but don't you get the reputation in the neighborhood as the guy with HIV then, right?
No, but she doesn't live on my neighborhood.
Oh, all right. But still, I think there's some flaws in that. Telling everybody you're HIV. And I
got a feeling the dump wizard here on the, you know, he wouldn't advise to.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way to go. And you know what? That's why you can't really be completely honest with, like, your wife or your girlfriend initially. You got to wait till later on in your relationship. Because if you break up with a chick after, like, a couple months, and you've been honest with her, she's going to tell all of her friends, you know, what a lunatic you are, especially what, you know, what you like and you don't like sexually.
And that your urine burns for the last call.
Yeah. Here's something I did real quickly. I was going out with this chick who lived in Arizona, and we had gone out maybe three or four times, and she went to Arizona State, so she went down there to college. And I flew down to see her out of Burbank, southwest, to Phoenix, about 110 degrees. And in the airport, she says, by the way, I just want you to know that you and I, we hadn't slept together at all. She goes, I want you to know that you and I are you know, we're going to spend the weekend together, but nothing's going to happen. And she tells me that in the airport, in the Phoenix airport, right? Mm. So I said, all right. I said, well, I wish you'd have told me this, you know, when I was at the Burbank airport. But that's cool.
Because this is going to make my herpes flare up.
Yeah. But you know what I did is I said to the lady at the counter, I said, when is this plane going back to Burbank?
Oh.
And she said, in a half hour. I said, can I get on that? And she goes, you got it. And just got right back on the plane. I was in Phoenix for about 35 minutes. I said, F it. Because why would you stay?
But you know, Tim,
if you had no shot,
but
why would you
Tim,
stay?
Sometimes when a woman says that, she's just seen how you will react.
Well, she saw how I reacted.
I actually had a lady tell me, she says, you can tell the character of a man if he doesn't think he's going to get it, then you see how he's going to act.
Yeah, right. Exactly. but that's how I acted. That's how you act, you know?
But Tim, that's not always the way it's going
to
go down.
It's the way
she has a really good time and get some of those tequila sunrises.
No, because you know what she said to me when she said nothing's going to happen this weekend. What she said is you're going to have to work your ass off to get a piece of me. And what I said by getting back on the plane was it ain't worth it. You know, I got better things to do.
You should have dated her a couple months, nailed her, and then broke up with her.
Nah.
At the Burbank airport.
The embarrassing part was, you know, getting my car out of Burbank airport. The guy goes, did you pick somebody up? You just picked somebody up here? Like, nah. Went to Phoenix for, drop off drugs? All right. Gina Grad does the news at 9 every night. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, India is trying something musical to lower the country's growing STD rate, and most of us are one sexual act away from becoming demons. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right. David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 signs that your baby is too fat.
Oh, uh-oh. I think he likes it.
Is that a good list?
Oh, I think he likes it.
Some as funny as John Lovitz, huh?
That's the ticket.
Wow, Randy.
He loves John Lovitz.
Yes, he does.
That's the ticket, man.
Oh, I think he likes
it. Oh.
All right, the top 10 signs your baby's too fat. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.